Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. The National Union of Public Workers investigating a WhatsApp statement alleging that the union is encouraging frontline workers to strike. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners welcomes government's decision to hire foreign medical specialists to help fight COVID-19. Sugar farmers hoping for an early start to this year's sugar crop, but says they're awaiting talks with the BWU. And more than 30 countries have begun to roll out COVID-19 vaccines. I am Wendy Burke. Details just ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados, always there when you need us most.
We see you, 2021.
Now it's time for the happy new year we've been waiting for.
What are your goals this new year? Is it owning a home, land, or vehicle? How about growing your business? We've helped you through 2020, and we'll help you achieve your financial goals this new year with affordable terms, competitive rates, and our CIBC First Caribbean Client First service. Let's work together. Visit CIBCFCIB.com to learn more, or call us toll-free at 1-866-743-2257. CIBC First Caribbean terms and conditions apply.
The National Union of Public Workers is distancing itself from comments made by management of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, alleging that the union is encouraging strike action among frontline workers. Yesterday, Executive Chairman of the QEH, Juliet Bynoe-Sutherland, in a WhatsApp statement, said they'd become aware of a petition about the need for hazard pay and a threat by the union to call national sick out by healthcare workers later this week. But NUPW President Akani McDowell told Starcom Network News that the National Council met yesterday and have agreed to host a meeting with its members on Thursday.
The union is not tone deaf to the frustration of its constituents. We are well aware that workers on the front line have been raising concerns and there are some discomforts among our members. To be able to give voice to those and create an opportunity for responsiveness, the NUPW will facilitate a meeting for members to air grievances with work conditions on Thursday the 14th at 5 p.m. via Zoom. In addition to that meeting, we are also going to be providing an email address or addresses for our members to express their concerns. We encourage all frontline workers to join this Zoom meeting to be able to share their concerns.
President of the National Union of Public Workers, Akani McDowell. The head of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners says they welcome government's decision to invite foreign specialist doctors to help in the fight against the COVID-19 virus. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley said at the weekend that Barbados had been in discussions with several foreign governments and had requested a number of communicable disease specialists, respiratory disease specialists, intensive care specialists, and anesthesiologists. Dr. Linda Williams tells Starcom Network News that the additional medical professionals will ensure there is no compromise in care giving.
The areas that were mentioned are areas that we could all use additional assistance with, and so from that position I don't think we would have any problem with it necessarily, because we recognize that just having a few specialists in those areas, if anything were to happen to our healthcare workers, we would have shortage of expertise. So in principle we don't have any problem with that. Now, it's not that we don't have these people, but in the event of a surge you would have to have more people and relief people. But we have people here, eminently qualified people here. We just want to make sure that we don't have any compromise of care at the other places, that other health institutions.
Dr. Williams says BAMP is also happy that a recommendation to establish a health communications team has been accepted by government.
Health communication and trust is important for people to feel comfortable and settle how they receive the information, when they receive the information, who gives the information. All those things are very, very important. And the issue of what information is given and when and by whom is also very important. It builds confidence. It builds confidence if you feel confident that, you know, everything you're hearing is transparent and if you can question the system. So I welcome the thinking that is behind setting up a communications team, but I have to wait and see what the parameters and how it's supposed to operate.
President of BAMP, Dr. Linda Williams. You're listening to Starcom Network News, the lunchtime edition.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados, always there when you need us most.
Sugar farmers are ready to start cutting canes next month in what they are hoping will be an early start to the 2021 sugar harvest. Word of this from Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industries Limited, Mark Seeley, who says this is dependent on weather conditions and the outcome of talks with the Barbados Workers Union.
We would like to start early February, but there needs to be a meeting with the Barbados Workers Union first. And they have submitted a letter. I think we've replied to that letter, and we now have to meet to go through any issues. So that's important that we get a meeting with them to flush out any issues that are outstanding. The second thing is that if we get a continuous amount of rain, then we will have to decide when to actually harvest, and that would all obviously be driven by Dr. Sandra Bellamy and the ARVTU, who will check and see, you know, the sucrose content of the cane. So I think we're in a reasonably good position.
Mr. Seeley tells Starcom Network News the sector is anticipating an improvement in canes being harvested this year.
Overall, last year, all cane was around 91,000 tons of cane delivered, and we are expecting around a 15% increase on that. I personally think that's conservative. Normally, when you get estimates in, farmers are a bit conservative, so there might be a bit more in there, but certainly I think we'll get a minimum of 15% increase. Well, I believe that the estimates included everyone, including BMC and BSIL, so the 15% would be for the industry. An increase of 15% of cane delivered.
Teachers across the island will soon have a policy document from the Ministry of Education, which will give guidance on how they are providing online teaching. President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Mary Ann Redmond, tells Starcom Network News that all teachers' unions met with ministry officials yesterday to give their input on the draft document. She says the unions do not have any major concerns with the first draft of the document.
We don't have any major problems with the content thus far, and the second look at it that we're promised will allow us to properly deal with and make further recommendations where any concerns arise.
President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Mary Ann Redmond. More than 30 countries have begun to roll out COVID-19 vaccines. Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, gave the update at a recent press conference.
Last week, WHO issued its first emergency use listing for a COVID-19 vaccine, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And yesterday, it was also encouraging to see the AstraZeneca vaccine rollout begin in the first country. 1 year on from WHO issuing its first disease outbreak news report about this virus, more than 30 countries have started vaccinating their high-risk populations with various COVID-19 vaccines. The scientific community has set a new standard for vaccine development. Now, the international community must set a new standard for access.
Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus. Recapping the top stories now for the lunchtime edition. The National Union of Public Workers investigating a WhatsApp statement alleging that the union is encouraging frontline workers to strike. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners welcomes government's decision to hire foreign medical specialists to help fight COVID-19. Sugar farmers hoping for an early start to this year's sugar crop, but says they're awaiting talks with the BWU. And more than 30 countries have begun to roll out COVID-19 vaccines in the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke. Do have a good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados, always there when you need us most. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp admin to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.